This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado has moved from the worst in the country to the 14th worst for auto thefts. CPR's Allison Sherry has more on the improvement.
The state's sharp increase in auto thefts from about 2019 through the pandemic alarmed and confounded even law enforcement at the time. But that tide has turned, and the number of cars and trucks stolen in 2025 was down 55% since 2021. The news comes as state lawmakers are wrestling with a $1.5 billion budget hole. Anti-theft programs, launched when the rates were really bad, could be vulnerable for cuts as elected officials work through the shortfall. The state report also showed that 80% of cars stolen in Colorado last year were recovered by law enforcement. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's announcement season for theaters all over the state, and one familiar playwright is coming back to Denver. The show Destiny of Desire by Karen Zacharias will kick off the 2026-27 season at the DCPA. It's a co-production with the Center Theater Group in Los Angeles. Chris Coleman is the artistic director for the Denver Center Theater Company.
It's a delightful, really, really funny play. Karen has the distinction of being the only playwright that has been produced in all three of the Denver Center Theater Company venues, and it is just a really fun, exciting way to kick off the season.
Over at the Arvada Center, notable shows for next season include Misery, Doubt, as well as Joseph and the Technicolor Raincoat. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along Colorado's Front Range, high temperatures will reach into the 80s today. Red flag warnings are now in effect across much of the state.